Hi, welcome. This is another edition of That Millwall Podcast. This one is a different to our normal show. This one is a fully interactive show. We record these on Twitter using the space facility where we can interact with as many people as possible and get to hear your views and your points on the show. So sit back, have a listen, and please do let us know what you think. But you will be hearing some new voices and you will be hearing people's personal opinions. And let's see how they go. Thanks very much.
No, definitely. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, mate. How you doing, guys?
Hello, mate. Yeah, not too bad,
Got there on the 10th attempt.
You know, it's on the phone. We were talking about Bournemouth, yeah. Obviously, tomorrow and, you know, certain games would probably be key. I mean, what's your thoughts on all this?
I mean, we're in it. To say that we're in it on the last game of the season, it's fantastic. We could never have dreamt this 6 months ago, could we? So the fact we've got something to play for the last game of the season, I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's a real long shot. Mathematically, it can happen. But we're going to need a lot of luck, ain't we? And also, we're going to have to beat Bournemouth. And we're going to hope that other results go our way. And, you know, that, let's face it, the results we're hoping go our way on the other games are really real sort of long shots, aren't they? You know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I think it's right in the lap of the gods, like what we, you know, like when we spoke about it on the pod in the week. It is proper in the lap of the gods. We are, all we need to do is go out and win our game, and then everything else is beyond our control. And hopefully, you know, we can do it. But hey, yeah.
What's your thoughts, Mickey, on the selection that Parker might sort of, you know, play some sort of reserve players or some younger players? There's a lot of talk about resting key players and giving other players a chance. I mean, will that work for us or against us?
I don't know, you see, because you're dodgy. I mean, because you would then have players who make a name for themselves. On, you know, trying to obviously, especially as they're going up, to try and make a name for themselves, to try and get into the Prem. But on the same level, if I was him, I'd probably be putting some players off and saying, thanks very much, you might as well fuck off to Dubai early.
Well, that's it. Let's face it, I think a lot of them are probably on the beach really, I would have thought by now, celebrating, getting promoted. And the last thing they want to be doing is playing another tough fixture against Millwall, who desperately need the points.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, also, you know, it's going to be, I can see us proper taking it to them, because a lot of our lot will see the push. And I mean, obviously, we were lucky enough to listen to Bits, you know, recording from yesterday with Gary's speech at the end of season dinner. Obviously, he was saying that the players have always thought that this was on. And because of that, I think the players are going to go out there tomorrow. It's obviously the right position to do it. And I think the players are going to go hammer and tong. But then again, it's Millwall, so we're probably turn up and fucking fold within the first 5 minutes. But I think that if we turn up tomorrow and give it, I don't think Bournemouth will want a hard game. I don't think they want the tackles going in or anything else.
Completely agree with you. But also, you've got to look at the positives. I mean, apart from Scott Malone, we've got a fairly sort of full-strength team to pick from. I mean, Jed looked pretty good when he came on last game against Peterborough, didn't he? As far as I know, I think we've got Phobie's fit, Bradshaw's fit, Burke's fit, Chul backing with Saville looking quite good. Defence looks quite solid. McNamara playing well. So, you know, let's be honest, we've got every chance, every opportunity to get a result against Bournemouth, who, like you say, don't particularly need to sort of win, do they, at this moment? So, who knows? But you're right, though. Typical of us, unfortunately, we'll probably get to a point where, you know, perhaps Reading will do us a favour or whatever it might be, and then we won't get a win or we'll get a draw.
It's going to be one of those games, isn't it? I doubt if we'll have people there with radios, the old transistor radios and whatnot, like in the games of past where we've looked to go up and stuff. But I reckon there'd be enough people on their phones checking every 5-10 minutes to see what the scores are and see how close we are. Because, you know, I just hope that Gary puts us in a formation to actually go for it rather than just sort of keeping the handcuffs on.
Yeah, I mean, that could kind of go for us or against us. I mean, I think what you mean there, if we go with a flat back four and go for it like we did second half against Peterborough, it could work in our favour. But this is against Bournemouth, who are a decent side. You know, yeah. Do you then go a bit cautious? I think you'll go cautious to start off with. Mm. And he'll probably do the same we did for Peterborough. Second half, if it's 0-0, he might then take a defender off or take Leonard out of the back, put him in midfield and go for it then, maybe.
Possibly. We'll have to wait and see what it is. Oh, we've got Kevin who wants to have a chat. Let's bring Kevin in and see what... Let me see where he can speak. Yeah, Kev, go ahead, mate. Hello, fella. Go on, mate.
Is he there?
Kevin?
Yes,
mate.
I think he's got his mic off, maybe.
His mic's on. I can hear him breathing.
Kevin? Lisa's breathing. That's a good start.
No, he's hung up again. I'll tell you what, though, Joe. You, on the show we did midweek, this obviously they will come out Tuesday, we caused a bit of controversy, agree. It sort of split the audience to a degree. Is Jed Wallace a legend or not yet? We've got another one now. Jack, unmute yourself, fella.
Oh, I think Kevin's in now.
Kevin?
Oh, no, he's gone mute again.
Kevin or Jack, you're ready to go. Just unmute yourself.
Just to let you guys know, if you're listening on this, you have to come on your mobile phone device if you want to speak. If you do it on your laptop, I don't think it works. So you might want to log out and log onto your phone.
Yeah, it only works on the phone for some reason.
No. No, you're saying, Mick, about the...
Jed Wallace. Caused a bit of... Go on, Kev. You're there now. Do you want to speak? Hello, mate.
It's either Kev or it's Darth Vader. One of them.
Yeah, that's it. Kev Porter, if that's you, mate, you can speak. You just need to unmute yourself. Bottom left-hand corner, I think. No. So, yeah, go on in, no. Joe. You caused controversy the other day, mate. Or we caused controversy.
I did. I thought you did.
Yeah, well, we both said we don't think that Jed is a legend just yet.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, it split the fan base in half, pretty much. There's lots of cases for and there's cases for against. And the thing is, you can agree with both sides, can't you? If you're sitting on the fence, you can completely understand both sides' reasons behind it. You know, personally, I love Jed Wallace. I think he's been our best player the last few seasons, and we really do rely on him. But the question we always ask ourselves is, what defines a legend? And we look back over the years at players that would fall into that category. Do we believe that Jed Wallace is one of them? And I think that's the question to everyone, really, isn't it, I guess?
I think if he scores a goal on Saturday, or he scores a couple of goals on Saturday, then that might move him closer to it. But, yeah, MSC1...
Yeah, or signs a contract, that might help as well.
Yeah, no, that's it. MSC1, if you want to speak, mate, just unmute yourself. If you're listening to us on a laptop or a computer, you won't be able to join the conversation. You need to do it on a mobile phone. That's not us, that's just TikTok. Not TikTok, that's Twitter, how it works. Kevin or MSC1, you're more than welcome to join and have a say, but you need to obviously unmute yourself.
I had the same problem at the beginning, just earlier, trying to log on.
Yeah, no, your problem was just you, Joe. So, yeah. Kai, you were on the show. You were on the show at the beginning of the week. You're obviously a younger listener, but you agreed with us that Jed just isn't a legend yet.
Yes, yeah. I've had a little think. I've had a little think about it.
Here we go. Backtrack now. Backtracking now.
Yeah, obviously, I didn't think he was, but I think he was on the cusp in my mind. But I don't know. I was thinking, and I just feel like maybe he is now.
Five years he's been here, and he hasn't won Player of the Season. He hasn't. Yeah.
No, it's true.
He hasn't scored. He scored some good goals. He scored Leeds, didn't he? 4-3.
Yeah.
We'll see there. Bish, you're free to speak, mate. Just unmute yourself.
Also, just to add to that, Mickey, he's contributed to 18 goals this season, 6 goals and 12 assists.
Oh, listen, no one's taken away, like I said on the show, right? And if you haven't listened to it, it's on YouTube as a separate link, so you can just listen to the part two rather than listen to all the way through first part if you want. But no one's doubting he's a good player, right? I'm not saying he's not a good player, because he is. He's an outstanding player. He's been a great servant to us. He's fantastic. He's done loads for us, right? Not saying he hasn't. And potentially most of this season, he's been our best player on the field. But does that make you a legend? I don't think it does.
Well, I don't think it does. I really don't. I mean, some people are even questioning whether Neil Harris is a legend.
Oh, Neil Harris is a legend.
I think he is, you know, and... like I said before on the podcast, I wasn't around to see Kitchener play, but when you hear stories about him, the fact that the guy's 600 games for Millwall, one club man, that's incredible. Then the argument would be is Terry Hurlock, you know, is he a Millwall legend? He's only had 3 seasons at Millwall. He's had more games with Brentford than he has with Millwall, but yet he's classed as a Millwall legend. So if he is... Yeah, I'll say Jimmy Abdu is. I'll say, you know, Morrison would be in that case. So
Jimmy Abdu definitely is. I mean, if you went on outstanding contributions, then Robbo's got to be there. Jimmy's got to be there. Then Morrison, obviously, there for the player final goal. Harris has got to be there for plenty of different things he's done, both as a player and a manager. Hence why there's a mural of him. But I don't know. I just don't think Jed is a legend yet. You watch, come tomorrow, he's going to score fucking a hat-trick or something. And because of that, we're going to go into the playoff finals and he's going to score goals in there and get us to the Prem. And hopefully then he'll sign with us and potentially then he'll become a legend. But it amazes me why, in the player that he's been after over the last few seasons, why did Bart win player in the season twice and he didn't get sniffing?
That's the thing, isn't it? It's difficult. I guess with Bart, he made so many key saves and, you know, so many, I guess he kept us in games where, you know, there's some games where it was 1-1 or 0-0, you know, he saved what we go when to win the game. There was games where we'd be losing 1-0 and we'd go on to draw the game. So I think, you know, he's done a really good job. But then again, Jed's won us games as well. So it's sort of difficult to get your head around, isn't it?
Yeah, Joe.
Sorry, mate. I'm back again.
No, sorry. MSC One or anyone else who's listening. If you're listening to us on a mobile phone, you can come in and speak. Your bottom right hand corner, I think, bottom left hand corner. You can just request to speak, or I think you don't even need to request. You just come on with your mic. We'll see you, and we'll invite you on board. MSC One, if you do want to talk, just unmute yourself, mate, and come in. Free will.
I see Donna's been there for a while. Donna's a listener, not a talker.
There's a few of them there, mate.
I can see Charlie.
Yeah, and Jim and Callum who's joined. Just joined. There's a few of you in there. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think tomorrow is exciting as hell purely because it's the last game of the season. If you want to speak, just unmute yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey,
it's very easy to do. I'm not sure why everyone's struggling to do it. Just press the button.
That's all right. Joe took 10 minutes to come on, so you don't have to try and explain anything.
Yeah, I thought I was an IT guru, Donald, but I'm not.
Yeah, we're just going back to the... Don't forget, you know, last couple of weeks they've played double game weeks, didn't they? They've played 4 games in the last few weeks, so they're good at this people. And then you've got perhaps a more billing Solanke. They're going to be looking to, I reckon they're going to be looking to move to bigger club. Do you want to just get injured playing Millwall? Maybe not. I don't know.
What's your feeling? What's your feeling for tomorrow, though?
I think we're going to win.
Yeah. Do you think the other results were going our way as well?
Well, Mr. Pope, I mean, Luton collapsed massively the other day, didn't they? Done a big, big favour.
Oh, just a bit.
Well, they've got a lonely keeper as well, haven't they? They had to take that keeper on emergency loan. So, I mean, you know, he's probably not used to playing with him. And if he's low on confidence, because obviously the team will let him go, he wasn't playing football for a regular. So, all of a sudden, to go up against Fulham on your first game is definitely a confidence destroyer.
Sheffield United ain't all that either, I don't think. I mean, they've been a bit disappointing. I thought they'd have done a lot better this season than what they have. They've really struggled. I don't know, they've not really got a striker. I mean, how old is Billy Sharp? He's 60, but,
he's prehistoric, isn't he? He's a legend.
Billy Sharp.
Was Billy Sharp still their top goal scorer this season? I think he was, wasn't he?
Well, I don't think he's scored that many goals. I'm not sure they've had a top goal scorer, have they?
I'm pretty sure he's definitely one of them. So they must rely on him quite heavily.
Kai would know this question. Go on, Kai.
I think it could be wrong. I think it might be Morgan's Gibbs White.
Yeah, it is because he's in our Gaffer team, so it probably is him. Yeah.
He's a cracking little player.
Yeah, and I don't think Billy. I don't know if Billy will play. Probably be 50, I'd say. I don't know. Is Lola injured?
We saw a leaked list earlier of all the players that have travelled. And there's, I can't get to it in a minute, but maybe Joe or Kyle.
I think the only ones, I mean, the whole squad's pretty much there, except for Mahoney, who looks like he's left the club completely now. He's not even training. Ballard's not gone. Obviously, he's injured. And pretty much, I mean, Malone hasn't gone either, has he? But apart from that, I think the whole squad is pretty much gone. So they've got quite a big
selection. Ballard's not fit.
Yeah, but we want to know about the Bournemouth squad. That's what you're more interested in. Who's playing?
Well, that's the point I was saying to Mickey earlier, Donna. I mean, it sounds like Parker might rest a few key players and play some young players, giving them a go. Yeah. But is that going to work for us or against us? Because obviously they've got something to prove, haven't they, these youngsters?
Yeah, but then they're going to make a lot of mistakes then at the same time, aren't they?
Well,
fingers crossed.
That'd be brilliant. Yeah.
No, that's it. Ollie, if you want to unmute yourself, mate, you can come in at any point.
Hello.
Hello,
are you Ollie? Go on.
I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad, mate, not too bad. What do you want to add to the conversation?
I mean, Luton Town, right? They've had a lot of injuries this season. They've had to, I think, for a couple of games, play a player that's only had National League experience in goal. So, looking at their squad's thin. Especially like against like a Reading side who frankly shouldn't be where they are. We could see an upset there. Sheffield United, you know, their top goal scorer is Billy Sharp with 14 goals.
Kai's been done.
I've been done.
Kai's Stato's got that one wrong, Ollie.
Yeah. Morgan Gibbs White is second with 10.
Kai's human after all, Mickey.
Did I, guys?
Human. He bleeds, Mickey. He bleeds.
Middlesbrough, I know, especially against Preston, you know, if they sit back like they did against us when they played at our ground, you know, they're going to be a tough one to crack.
No, I totally agree. Ollie, you've got a bit of a northern twang to your accent there, fella.
I don't think it's northern. I think it's southwest, isn't it?
Southwest, no, maybe. Northern.
Southeast.
Yeah, no, southeast.
East Anglia, Ollie?
Yeah. No, Kent. So.
Kent? Oh, okay. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I have family in Southwark, so I've got
that's ruined the whole conversation there. So not only has he shot Kai down, he's now shot me down too. Ollie, what you got on Joe? Anything you could just kick him in the nuts with as well? Just as a, you know, a hat-trick.
What have I messed up on, Ollie? Tell me.
Ollie, he's Jed a legend. Ollie, is Jed a legend? Joe thinks Jed isn't a legend. What do you think? And I'll come to you as well on that, Donna. Is Jed a legend?
I, in my opinion, I think he is a legend, just pure the fact that he's got 20 goals, 10 goals and assists, like, in the last three seasons. I think this is the only season where he's not got 10 goals in the championship for us.
Yeah.
Since we got promoted. So, in my opinion, he's kept us out of a pickle a lot of times.
But does that make you a legend?
I think it does, because although Bart has nipped him to the player of the season, deservedly so, because he's had a couple of seasons ago, he had most saves in the league, I think, and most clean sheets at one point, and was only beaten by David Raya, I think, last season, because they played in the playoffs and got two clean sheets from that. So
yeah.
Mm. But I guess you can make the same argument for Lee Gregory over the years. You know, Afobe scored, 13 goals this season. I mean,
yeah,
you can make a case for a lot of them to be legends. I think what we're trying to work out is what makes them all legends.
Yeah, that's the hard, because we've had so many players who've not been at the club for long, but have done amazing things for the club.
Yeah.
You know, I think Danny McNamara is like on the verge of becoming a legend.
I think he's got the potential, isn't he? I think he's definitely right up there. I mean, depending on who's on for. I mean, if we can keep him for a good few years and get the best out of him, then I think he's definitely there to become a Millwall legend. But
I mean, when you're looking at the Crystal Palace game in the FA Cup the season, he kept Eze quiet for the first half.
Yeah.
And it's only when they brought on fresh legs of Mateta, who's played in the Bundesliga, he only got really beaten.
Oh, Kai, we've got a football guru to test you here, fellas.
I think that's why he's going to rival Kai here. We've got a guru that's mark it. Too.
That's it. Ollie will be coming on the pod next, mate. When Kai can't make it, we'll have Ollie with his football knowledge. It seems second to none at the minute, mate.
When Kai retires, Ollie will step in.
That's it. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, from what I've seen a lot of debate around Gary Rowett this season as well.
Yeah.
I think
are you a Rowett in or a Rowett out, Ollie?
I'm a Rowett in, right? Firstly, just because look at the progress he's made with the budget we have.
Absolutely.
It's impeccable. Got sacked, Rowett came in and he got a top 10 finish.
Yeah.
With that squad. Pretty much same squad that season. And then the season after that, it was 10th, which again, top 10 finish. Take. I think as a side which has like one of the lowest budgets in the league, a top 10 finish every season's great. This season, the lowest we can finish is 9th. And that's only if Blackburn win.
And we lose.
Blackburn are out of here though, aren't they? I don't think...
Yeah, they're out of playoffs reach.
I think for position, Mickey, they could take over us. If we lose and they win by a couple of goals, they can jump us, can't they?
Yeah.
And then we could drop to 9th. What do you make of the football, Ollie, that Rowett plays? Because, I mean, some of the Millwall fans, you know, sometimes they go against the idea of winning or losing. Sometimes I've heard some fans even say they would rather see us lose 4-3, but as long as we're going for it, playing 4-4-2, play attacking football. Are you a supporter of that, or are you more about results first?
I think the results are more important than the play style. But, like, I know Millwall, you know, the culture of the club is definitely, like, you want to attack, you want to be on the front foot at all times, which, like, at Championship, it's kind of difficult to do that because there's, like, I think it was 50% of the ball is in play, of an entire match. It's, like, roughly around 50%. And then, but basically, with Rowett, I think it's more results. The fact draw so many games helps us. And especially in our position. If you look at our draws, we've got 15 draws. And then Preston, I think I only have them more than 16. Yeah. But then if you look at the losses that we have, we only have 12 losses in the league. Middlesbrough above us only have 15. And then Sheffield United and Luton only have 13 each. So.
Yeah. Mate, you're right. I mean, I'm not a fan of this, you know, playing attacking football and losing, you know, just see us score a few goals. You know, I think if we played that system, that style of football, Ollie, I think we'll be fighting relegation every season, you know, maybe scraping it.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely for free football, call it what you want, call it, you know, playing clever football, playing to your strengths. Being hard to beat and nick a few goals and try and win a few games. Something wrong with that, isn't
it? No, that's it. Bear with me one sec. We've got Kieran who's waiting to come in. Just before we bring you in, Kieran, Donna, is Jed Wallace a legend or not?
Nah. Maybe. We'll see. It depends. Let's go. If he starts, then yeah. If he don't, then no.
At the moment, I don't think he is. So yeah, no, I agree.
Would we say that the word legend, the Mill legend, is that and I mean it's in the utmost respect, an age thing? It sounds like the older supporters, like myself, Mickey. We seem to think.
Oh, you're a brave man there. You didn't include Donna then, did you? I didn't include. No, a slippery slope there, mate.
You can't guess a woman's age, can you, Mickey? But
no.
I think we've seen a few players down at Den over the years. We can see who we was classed as a legend, who's not a legend. Whereas I think the younger audience, who like young generation that are watching me will play, will probably only really witness Harris, possibly Jed Wallace as the two best players in their football lifetimes, you know?
Possibly. Kieran, come in when you want, fella. Just unmute yourself.
Yeah, I mean, on the point of the Jed Wallace bit, for me, I think, because obviously I'm only 20, so for me, he's probably been one of the best players I've seen in my lifetime play for Millwall.
Absolutely.
If I don't remember the likes of Bill, like, I remember Neil Harris, like, really in his prime.
Yeah.
So I think I would class Jed Wallace as definitely a Millwall legend.
I think you've got an excellent case for saying there, Kieran. I agree with you. I agree with Ollie. And I think Kai, our own Kai Bennett, is that the same way. I think he sees legend as what has been a legend as well. And I can only say that maybe that's because, like you say, he's the only the best player you've seen or you've witnessed in the last how many years you've been supporting Millwall, you know?
Certainly in the last sort of like, since I've been sort of like 14, 15 and been like properly watching it rather than just sort of, you know, like, you know, you don't
sort of toe dipping in and out, I know what you mean.
12, 13. So I think in my lifetime of watching Millwall, Jed Wallace probably has been the best player since like, probably since like 2014, 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you see, it's in. Go on, Kai. Ollie, sorry.
You're only calling me Kai. Already a replacement.
Brilliant.
I think for me, definitely, Jed Wallace is in the modern younger generation. He is like that prolific goal scorer legend we kind of see. I've been supporting since 2016 season when we went up from League One.
Right.
Because I'm 16 now, so that's like...
Six. Wow, 16 and a football guru. It was like you, Kai, when we first met you.
Yeah, I must be like 16 as well, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something
like that. Yeah, and then for the younger generation, I think he's just an inspiration to most people, especially what he did with, I think it's Elise.
Oh, yeah, the little girl. Yeah.
Just such an inspiration in the last 5 years. And it's going to be a tough job to replace him for the recruitment team.
Yeah, I don't personally. I mean, it's probably that sort of, you know, with you and obviously Kieran, that sort of age group. Yeah, probably he is. But I'm fortunate enough to see Cale, Morrison, probably some others I've seen as well. Alex Ray, Herlock.
Les Bryan.
Well, no, I'm not that fucking old, am I? No, I mean, no, I'm...
Well, again,
I've seen Les Bryan. I've seen replays, and obviously Brian King and people like that who I chat to and speak to and listen to them and all that. Like, there's some definite class players out there, but I think I would class Jimmy Abdu as a legend. I would probably say possibly Morrison. Reed, I don't know too much, to be fair.
Would you
Would
you class Sheringham as a legend? Or
Sheringham's probably one of the best players we've ever had at the club. The only downside is for him is that he left the vermin. And I think a lot of that, depending where you read, a lot of that was more down to the fact that we wouldn't necessarily take his boy on the academy. Somebody to go to West Ham where his boy got a place in the academy.
And also Mick, he's actually a West Ham fan, isn't he, Teddy Sheringham? As a boy, that was his boyhood club, West Ham. He got to play for them. he had a real affiliation with Mill. We loved Millwall, but I think West Ham was his boyhood club. So it's very difficult to call him a Mill legend, I suppose, if his heart is West Ham, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Alan, you're free to come in whenever you want, fella. Or not. You need to invite
yourself. Just click on the mic button on the bottom left-hand corner on your phone.
Or JXX, if you want to come in, fella. You can't join us if you're on a laptop. If you're on a laptop or a computer, you cannot join us. So, yeah. Donna, who's your legends?
really? Depends what you call a legend, what I call a legend.
Well, I would class Jimmy Abdu as a legend. I would, if you're looking at standout moments, then I'd probably put Morrison in there and possibly Cahill as well. I wouldn't class Frampton as a legend, would you?
Yeah. Steve Morrison is more my era. That would be the times where I was going through a hell of a lot more matches than what I go through now.
Yeah.
Like family commitment. I'll go to as many as I can. I'll probably go to about 70% matches, only home ones at the moment, but a lot of family commitments, whatever. So, yeah, I do Steve Morrison. I do, yeah, he's more my, that was when I was going on a very regular basis. To be fair, I don't really do legends.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's,
So you're is quite high for this. The trouble is nowadays is that legend gets thrown around willy-nilly. I think if you were looking to put in Hall of Fame, if we were to say, right, Hall of Fame players, I think that would be completely different to if you said out of the entire, I'd probably be pushed to say that we could probably get, I don't even know if we'd be able to get a starting 11 of legends, but if we went Hall of Fame, then I think we'd probably get, you know, probably at least two teams for Hall of Fame, because I think the criteria would be slightly different. We are going to do a show on this over the next few weeks, just to in depth it and obviously come up with some sort of...
Mickey, you've got Alan with us now, Mickey.
Go on, Alan. What you got to say, fella?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, mate. Yes, mate.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that camp and all, to be honest with you. Legends is a big, big word. You know what I mean? Important players and appreciated players is Morrison. He was at the club for quite a few years. In spells, obviously.
He soon
packed his bags when he wanted to go and play in the Premier League, which is fine. But he turned up in big, big moments for us, and that can't be denied. You know what I mean? So, very an appreciated player. I think Jed's in that category as well. I mean, boy has not been voted prior to the season for the last 3 years when he's basically carried us is a joke, but it's here or there. We're a little bit different. We don't always go for that obvious, you know what I mean? The best player, if you want to put it like
that. Well, hence the reason Murray Wallace won it this year.
Well, exactly. So what Murray Wallace doesn't do anything spectacular, but what he is consistent.
Absolutely. You
know? But
and he's there when you need him.
Same as Jimmy. You know what I mean? Jimmy was technically not a good footballer, but But then again, and I said this, I've had it a few times on Twitter. For me, one thing you can never ever say about Jed Wallace is he don't work his bollocks off. That boy, regardless whether he gets an assist or a goal, He will work hard for the team.
Sometimes, Alan, you can have a player that is technically gifted but lazy, or a player that works really hard but hasn't got the technical ability. I think with Jed...
And Jed is all of that.
He's got one of the few players that has both, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That is actually... And that's why I say it's quite criminal that he ain't won it the last 3 years, really. You know what I mean? Because he ain't... Like you say... he ain't a lazy player, even though he's by far the best player in our squad. Yeah. You know?
Why do you think he doesn't get any votes, man? And why do you not think he gets in the top three?
I don't know. He's had my vote every year. You know what I mean? So I can't really speak for people.
He's had
really.
My vote
I think a lot of it, to be honest, is it comes on Twitter and a lot of people start jumping on things as well. And then you think, you know what? Yeah, I can go with it. But I don't know. I can't answer other people. He has had my vote for the last 3 years, so.
Mm.
I think Jed Wallace all day long would be in a Hall of Fame.
But yeah, I can agree with that.
Would he be a legend? No. I seriously think probably from the day dot, I reckon we'd be lucky if we could get 15 all-out legends. I reckon we could probably put 50 players in there.
Yeah, as I say, legends is a strong word. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's only one standout legend in my opinion, and that's because he's
who's your legend,
something
then?
That no one's going to get, and that's Harris. But yeah. He's our top goal scorer in our history.
Alan, when did you start supporting Millwall, watching Millwall
Live? I'm 35, so 35, mate. I'm not that old.
Do you remember how old when you first started? How old was when you first started?
Yeah, so, from young, but I can only really remember my era was starting from, like, Cahill, wasn't it, you know?
Cahill days. Is that when they kind of broke on the scene? Reedy, Paul Ives?
Yeah, Reedy,
kind of
them type. Yeah, exactly.
Good times,
exactly,
eh?
Yeah, exactly that. So, memory going back now, obviously... One of my favourite players when I was young was Casey Keller, because I was a keeper when I was
Do you remember him, do you?
So I remember Casey. I don't remember games that they played, but I just remember, do you know what I mean? I had the goalkeeping top and all that, you know, like when I was younger. Yeah. But that was more hearing from, like, my uncle and all that when they would speak about them. So, you know what I mean? That's why. But if I remember playing, it's going to be Bomber and all that, you know?
And I agree.
Sads and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean,
you go back to
that team. I mean, you've got. I mean, you look at the keepers. There's more keepers what are probably more known as legends, on consistent than possibly the players. Pete, if you want to unmute yourself, mate, more than welcome to come in.
For me as well, is like I've had this discussion with like my cousin and my brother-in-law and that, who obviously are Wolves fans and all, and like Bart is mustard, and the geezer has single-handedly saved us so many points over the Larkies. But in my opinion, that's his bloody job. He's got one job to do as a keeper. All you got to do is stop the goals from going in. Yeah. So that is literally your job to do. So
that's right.
I used to be a keeper as well. So
who's your favourite goalkeeper, Alan? From watching back to Waller days,
like Nick just said there, we've had bloody quite a few good goalkeepers, didn't we? Really, I mean, as I say, Bart's right up there because he is mustard. He's good at what he does. Denzel, Fuldy, you know what I mean. Yeah. So, yeah,
where do you put him out of those three? If you're looking at Waller, Fordy and Bart, how would you sort of do 1, 2, and 3?
Oh, that's an hard one, isn't it? I mean, you got to look at it again. Fordy and that were at the club for a long period of time, weren't they? You know what I mean? As well. So Bart in his 3 years has been quality. So that's a hard one. I can't really, I'd say, I don't know. Maybe it'll probably go, I don't know, maybe Fordy up there. Bart and then Denzel, maybe. I don't know. But that's hard. You could swap that around and give a case for every single one of them, couldn't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you think
we'll go tomorrow, Alan? How do you think we'll go tomorrow, the results?
I mean, when Malone's goal went in, I thought, it's got to happen, isn't it? You know what I mean? And then we go up to Birmingham. Fucking play terrible, but so I think we're just going to come up a little bit short. And that's the only thing I can't see Borough losing. I can see Luton maybe dropping points, but I can't see Borough losing, and that's going to be the problem, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean,
but for me, it's still a good season.
Yeah,
I mean, if Sheffield
get, yeah, but their goals, they have to get a tonking, innit? We're going to have to get, yeah. Fulham's going to have to give them a tonking for us to be able to.
I think Fulham's going to spank them.
You reckon?
I really do, yeah, because I think
Don't concede goals, mate, do they? They don't concede a lot of goals.
They're like something different, aren't they? Yeah. In some ways, they're very similar to us. They're quite rigid in defence, and they don't really let a lot in, do they?
We still got done by Fulham 3-0 in the second game, didn't we? So, I mean...
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean they played really well for them that game. But I thought we did all right. I think they were quite lucky with their chances. They're
well, that's what I mean, though. Them. Yeah, but that's critical. They didn't create
against us. I think they created maybe four or five and scored three of them. So
it's not a bad ratio, though, is it?
Bad defending, or just quality finishing. I don't know what you call that.
Ain't Mitrovic got nearly as many goals as we've scored in our whole team this season?
I know. Incredible.
I can't talking on that, I can't believe that we've got the best home record in the league.
We have the second, I think.
It's second now.
Here we go. Stato.
Yeah. Welcome, Bengali.
It's second by 1 point, essentially.
Right.
Really?
Okay.
We've only lost four at home. Fulham have lost five.
Wow.
And...
Ollie, are you wanting to be a football journo, or are you just into football?
I'm just really into football.
Right.
You know? I've got the stats up here, so...
Oh, okay, so you're cheating. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? So you buy proper...
I actually knew... Sharp 14 goals, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Which is, you have to drop us a DM, Ollie, and we'll get you on a show one day. And we're getting you up against Kai on a stat base and make him earn his early CV. Do you know what I mean? But
he'll keep Kai on his toes, won't it, Mickey?
We saw Kai when he was about 17. He started getting involved in the show when he was about 17, and he's now what, 18, 19 now. But yeah, his knowledge is good.
I think what's really interesting is what Gary Rowett does with the team. I think he's kind of lost the Harris. Core now.
Yeah.
A couple of seasons we've had like that Harris sort of players, you know, Bodvarsson. He's now.
Would you say he's finally Rowett's team now, Ollie? Do you think he's kind of put his stamp on it now?
Yeah, I think he has. I think we'll see maybe a couple of Derby players joining, maybe. I like that. I think that Fleming guy from Fortuna Sittard that we're linked with is going to be all right. I think that's going to be like 1.5 mil. Roughly, they said they'll accept that in the summer, I believe. I saw, it's just how we replace Jed and how we can just keep Bradshaw just fit, because he's had 0.6 goals per 90, which is, you know, eighth, I think, in a league, like eighth best behind Mitrovic, you know, some crashing players. You know, but Jed is going to be the key, how we replace him.
Kidnap him and just force him to sign the deal, isn't it? That's all we've got to do.
I think he's off, to be fair.
Yeah, 100%. You can tell when they come out at the end, last home game and that, you know what I mean? I've seen a few pictures flying about.
I think he'll only stay if we went up.
Definitely.
Where do you think Jed's going to go? He's not going to
Beşiktaş quite heavily,
to be fair. Like,
He's
been linked to possibly inquiries from Bournemouth as well, but I don't know.
Billing, Chris, Peter, Anke would 10 times better than him. Yeah. The Bournemouth won't take him. Do you think Parker's gone? No. Absolutely not.
Especially with David Brooks now confirming he's
better. You're probably won't agree with me here, but I don't. He's not good enough for them. I can't see who's going to take him.
I don't think. I think Jed's like one of.
I think he's good enough for a low level Prem team.
Yeah, I think he's like a probably.
A serious challenge team.
No way, no. I think people underestimate how good Brighton actually are. Right, they haven't got any, they have not got particularly any strikers. But I mean, look what look what Potter's done for Brighton. I mean, they I can't see.
I don't know what you feel, but I've always said, right, certain players suit certain clubs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When when Jed was at Pompey, now Pompey are very similar to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar as a fan base and and what they demand from their players. When he was at there, he done well. He went to Wolves, didn't work out. Come to us, and he's been mustard. I personally think we suit Jed as a player, and he suits us as well.
Yeah.
He might go somewhere, and I got a feeling he won't do as well as what he would, and he'll probably end up coming back like most players do. You know what I mean?
Saville's a prime example, isn't he?
Yeah, you could say that with Saville. You can look at a lot of players and say their best spells have been with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Morrow was a prime example of that. Yeah, Morrow was a prime
example. Look at Ben Marshall when he was on loan from Wolves and now he's playing in non-league.
I think that's probably a little bit to do with other activities.
He's
a few other activities that the geezer's been participating in. You know,
if you don't know about that, just watch Under the Cosh. I think they go into that a bit. So
When Morrison went to Norwich, I mean, all right, I think the first season weren't too bad, but I mean, it was dire. It was not good. I think he did
reasonably well at Leeds, didn't he, after that? And I know a lot of the Leeds fans used to call him the Shift as his nickname because he worked hard, but he didn't really make an impact there, did he?
No.
But going back to what you said, Alan, as soon as you're back to Millwall, straight away, it just clicks again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, and that's what I mean. It's just some players, I just think, certain clubs, and I think Jed's going to be a prime example of that, to be honest with you.
Mm. Let's hope so.
If he does go, and he goes to like a promoted Prem team. If Forest go up, they'll probably take him 100%. They went in for him for January. Yeah. And to be honest with you, like no hard feelings. He goes with best wishes. He's never shifted us, has he? You know what I mean? So
no,
but you know what I mean. Hope he goes and does well. If he plays us, he's going to get booed like anyone else would.
As you say, he always puts in 100%. What more? 100%.
And I know that's not all we ask, but every club in the country, the minimum you ask is a player gives 100%.
Yeah,
and like we 100%. Said before, talented players like him don't always do that, but he always does.
Yeah, 100%.
No, that's it. 100%. Right, we're gonna slowly. We just come to a final word from those speakers there, and then we're gonna bring this to a close. But hopefully, you're liking this. We're gonna try and do more of these because. They're a great way for us to be able to get interactive with people who listen to on a normal time, but also it just gives everyone a chance to get involved and us really just to see some people. Those of you who are on here or who've had a speak, if you want to come on the proper show at any point, mate, just drop us a DM and say, look, you know, I'll be up for that. Just drop us a DM. It's not an issue. We'll get you on the proper show. Ollie, we're looking at doing some new things next season and definitely worth you getting in touch with us, fella, because I think you and Kai work well on something we're planning with Omar, so I think you would definitely be worthwhile getting in touch with us. And again, Alan and Kieran and Donna, you both got good views. Obviously, if you come on the main show, unfortunately, your boat race will be on the telly as such. We can put an emoji in front of you if you want, if you're wanted by the football unit or something.
It's all good.
But yeah, Alan, anything final you want to say before we close down? To be honest,
mate, I think it's just one of them. I think whatever will be tomorrow, but I think it's been a decent season. It's been boring sometimes, but you can't argue with the position that we're in, can you? You know, and
no. Give us your prediction for tomorrow.
We'll nick it 1-0.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no worries. Ollie, give us your quick brief on the season, how you feel, and your prediction, and then we come to you next, Kieran, and then you, Donna.
Okay. So season definitely done better. I think defensively done better. Than last season, although we did have a very good season. Lacked a bit of clean sheets in us, but I think that was just due to injuries. who were very injury ridden. But position, whatever outcome, ninth as like the worst outcome is still very, very good for a low budget side that we are. Hate me to say it, but it is. That's the situation.
Prediction.
Prediction for tomorrow, I think it'll be 3-2.
Millwall, yeah?
To Millwall, yeah.
Come on, excellent. Guys. Kieran, so brief. What's your thoughts of the season and also what's your prediction, fella?
Yeah, I mean, I personally see it as a very positive season. Obviously, as you say, sometimes when you're at the Den and you're watching us and we're a bit boring, it can be a bit frustrating. But I think you've got to look at the bigger picture and think, you know, we're doing better, that we're overachieving essentially.
Yeah.
And like, obviously pushing for playoffs is better than we all thought was going to happen this season. Well, yeah. For me, I certainly thought we weren't going to do as well as we have done. And also I think like, you know, like the wing back system, I love it personally because I think two of our best players this season have been McNamara, and when Wallace plays wing back, I love him there as well.
Yeah. What's your prediction?
I'd give a prediction of, I'm going to say 2-0. Come on, you Lions.
No worries. Donna, final word with you?
Yeah, I think we lost a lot of games that we should have won. I did predict that right at the beginning of the season that we will be in the playoffs. And I'm going to say we're going to nick it 2-1.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for all you joining. Joe?
Yes, mate.
Take your prediction, fella.
I'm going to go for a very bold Millwall 2-0 win. I think we're going to score fairly early. And they're going to push, and we're going to get a counter-attack and get a second goal and kill the game off. I'm hoping they're going to play lots of youngsters as well, which will give us a better chance of getting the 3 points.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the 2-1 or possibly a 2-0 even, sorry. Or I've just got this feeling that we might score the 4, what potentially we need. But yeah, anyways, this will be played back on Twitter, I believe, and it will be played back as a podcast. And we'll look to do another one of these, maybe Sunday or Monday, and do a deep dive into the season. And please do join us there. Just keep an eye on our Twitter account. If you're not already following us, follow us all across social media. If you've enjoyed this, we do a podcast. We are on YouTube. Please go on there and subscribe. You don't realise what it means to us for you to follow us and subscribe. Thanks very much, Callum, for that. And we'll be back in a few days, probably Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, something like that. And we're doing another one of these because it's great to get interaction. Thanks for joining. Thanks for giving up your Friday night. Thanks, Joe, for being a co-host. And I will speak to
problem.
You all very soon.
Thank you.
See you guys.
See you later.
Bye.
That's the end of our interactive show then. If you do want to get involved, please keep an eye out. It is on Twitter. You will see the notifications come up on there. And again, doing a fully interactive show means we get as many of you guys involved as possible. You're uncensored to a degree. As long as it's not libel, you can get to say what you want. You can turn the conversation. You can create a new conversation, new debate. But we feel this is a way where we can get everybody's point of view on and listen to as many of you as possible. If you've enjoyed this, then please do follow us. We are That Millwall Pod across all the social media. And that's it from us. Thanks for listening. Please do, if you like the show, then please do give us a like or join us across social media, or do leave us a review across Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon, etc., etc. Well, that's it from me, and we'll be back very shortly with a show with the lads as normal. Thanks for listening.